Good morning. High pressure that's been dominating our weather over the past few days is still hanging on as it tracks off into the Canadian Maritimes. It's keeping it dry here this morning and even some sunshine to start the day across the region, but clouds will be moving in from the south and west pretty quickly. And with increasing clouds and just a little bit of sunshine today, temperatures will climb out of the 60s and into the middle and high 70s for afternoon highs before a front approaches from the west. Along with that front, we have an area of rain, showers, and even some embedded rumbles of thunder with bursts of rain out toward the Niagara frontier. So by lunchtime, it looks like some places will already start to see some wet weather, and scattered showers are likely and possibly some thunderstorm action through the afternoon and into the evening. Overnight tonight, we'll start to dry it out a bit. Still a few showers around and mostly cloudy skies as lows drop back down towards 60. A trough of low pressure will still have to sweep through the area tomorrow. As a result, still a bit unsettled with a mix of sun and clouds, a few passing showers, and highs around 80. Some more energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will rotate through the same trough of low pressure over the weekend. Again, this will keep the weather a little bit unsettled. I think it's going to mainly be dry on Saturday and Sunday, but we run the risk at a few passing showers from time to time, especially across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Temperatures will slowly cool, still around 80 on Saturday, but only in the mid-70s by Sunday. It looks like we'll have a dry day on Monday with highs in the mid-70s before we reintroduce a few more scattered showers in the forecast for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. High temperatures will stay in the middle to upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of the Central Plains, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of southern and western Montana, and a small adjacent portion of Idaho. Dew points in the 60s will be common across this corridor and ahead of a cool front, leading to moderate to high instability. Backed winds north of the front will contribute to high levels of directional wind shear and 45 to 55 knots of effective shear magnitudes. As such, supercells with damaging hail and severe gusts are possible. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Pensacola Naval Air Station in Florida at 11:56 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Thompson Weather Office, Manitoba, Canada, at 8:08 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 46 degrees, with a south wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 60, 84% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.96 inches, and it is falling at the hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with scattered showers in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 56, the average temperature 69, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month of July, 5.39 inches, which winds up 1.27 inches above normal. And for the year, 28.81 inches, which is 6.12 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 4 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 351, and for the season, 543, which is 177 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 101, set in 1933. And the record low, 46, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 5:47 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:15 p.m. 14 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with showers developing and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon with highs in the 70s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows near 60. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with showers developing, perhaps a thunderstorm this afternoon, and highs in the middle to upper 70s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing and thickening clouds with showers developing through the morning and into the afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm later today, with highs in the middle 70s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with showers developing and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon with highs right around 75. Cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds with showers developing, perhaps a thunderstorm this afternoon, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Cloudy with a few showers this evening, dry overnight tonight, with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, a few passing showers, especially across the mountains, and highs around 80. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, still a few showers passing through, around 80. Cooler Sunday in the mid-70s, still a few passing showers, otherwise partly sunny. A mix of sun and clouds Monday in the mid-70s, and middle to upper 70s, with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday, with still the risk of a few scattered showers. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.